here you are. We're talking to you at 93. Did you have any major health problems in your life?
Not really. I have a walker because I've got trouble with the left hip.
So all this time, you really haven't had any major health problems?
No, I've got some heart pills now.
Heart pills?
The doctor just said you've been here a long time.
Yeah.
Time for heart pills.
Did you have parents, grandparents, anybody that also lived a long life?
Neither of my grandmothers lived to see a grandchild. I think that's always given me an interest in women's health. Neither of them saw a grandchild. The grandfathers we knew.
You never speculated then on how long you would live?
No, I'm rather surprised. I don't know just what I'm doing here.
You're surprised now? I suppose people want to say, well, what did you do to live so long? And what is your answer?
Well, my Norwegian friend from Minnesota says it's our good gene pool.
Well, I suppose it is genetic, obviously.
Given a chance, we live a long time.
You took care of yourself?
I think the only thing I really did wrong was at times I overworked and my doctor would tell me to quit. He had to tell me 3 times before I did.
I don't know if you're always mindful of the food you ate. As a nurse, you probably were.
I'm kind of close to being a vegetarian.
Now you are?
I always kind of was. I used to hide the meat under the plate.
So you wouldn't have to eat it?
But my doctor says eat it, so I eat it.
So obviously you didn't smoke?
I tried it. I didn't like it.
But everybody smoked back then, didn't they?
They said they did, but they didn't. You know, Hugh Hefner said everybody was promiscuous in World War II, and they weren't either.
There you go.
It depends on who you think your authority is. No, not everybody smoked. A lot of people smoked.
Brands of cigarettes back then? What was it, Camels? And
well, my dad had Bull Durham on work days.
What was Bull Durham?
It's a sack of tobacco.
And they rolled their own cigarette?
Yes, and Mr. Borglum saw his sack in his pocket, said, roll me one, Red. So they sit there and have a smoke.
And they often did that because it was less expensive, wasn't
it? I think so. Saturday night when you're going to the dance, you had Lucky Strikes. Mother had a little machine for making your own, too.
Your own cigarettes?
Mm-hmm. You could roll them back and forth. She offered them to me, but I didn't like them.
Did your mother smoke?
Yes. I used to walk to the grocery store with my friend to buy her mother a package of wings. It cost about 12 cents.
A package of wings?
Mm-hmm.
What were they?
The cigarettes that her mother smoked.
It was a brand. How about drinking? Did you drink any?
Well, I never thought about it as being wicked. Mm-hmm. Down here in the Bible Belt, it seemed to be expected to think it's wicked. But my dad made the beer for parties, and my grandfather couldn't make the wine. He had a nice house in a place under the eaves in a crock full of wine. It smelled wonderful. When they thought it was time, we gathered in the kitchen to taste it. They included us. We just didn't think about it being a moral issue.
You still, to this day, kind of shake your head. You've been here since 1945. You know the way you were thought in South Dakota. Some of your family came from Wisconsin. The difference in culture. Do you still today at 93 kind of shake your head and wonder about that?
I think I do, because some people say, you've become Southern now, and I say, I'm not Southern. I'm from the North. If Dakota Territory borders Canada, that's the North. Mm-hmm. And I think I am. And I like pine trees and little streams and rocks.
I came from Grand Forks, North Dakota. You must have spent some time, maybe?
I didn't. My parents went up to North Dakota to be married, but I didn't ever go there much.
What, as you look back on your life, would you say was the best time of your life?
Probably right now.
This is a good time for you? At 93?
I'm blessed to have 2 fine sons, yeah, and lots of friends.
You had a nice big home here in Tahlequah. You live here by yourself. Not many at 93 can do that.
Well, I have help from my 2 sons. I see them every day.
For your sons, but you don't need help for yourself.
No, but they come to see me. We just look after each other.
Right.
And I'm going to move to the country with one of them.
Where in the country?
They got together and they presented this idea to me that they thought I shouldn't live in a retirement place and live in a room and walk in the hall, because I didn't live that way. Their houses were too small. I said, well, if you get a bigger one, we better get looking.
So have you done that?
Mm-hmm. We've done that.
So you found a home in the country that you'll be moving to?
Yes. We came out of the post office one day, and my son Bruce saw his fraternity brother, who was in real estate, and he said he was looking for something. So they found us something. close to town, but in the country.
And your sons and you will live there?
The other son got another house. We have two places in the country as of yesterday.
Wow.
We got one too many houses. We're not going to keep this one.